Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Life hackers, welcome back. You're in the life hack arena. Put everything down. We're about to make life easier.
We are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Much easier.
Yes.
I'm quite intrigued what you've got up your sleeve this week, Drummond.
You're always interested in my sleeve. You always have been.
Have I?
Yeah, you're always mentioning it. You can't stop thinking about it, can
your
you?
Your sleeve, hey?
Yeah.
What have you been up to this week?
All sorts.
Have you?
Yeah, playing a bit of golf.
Yeah.
Getting sunburnt as
usual. You do look quite red.
Factor 50 I had on as well.
But I don't understand how you can wear Factor 50 and still get sunburned.
I don't know either. So there we are. On that note, if you know how to stop getting sunburnt when you're as fair as me, then I want to know about it, because there's a life hack in that, isn't there?
But most people, are you sure you're wearing Factor 50?
I am, promise. I get the Factor 50 Kids Sensitive Sunblock, okay?
You're such a wuss.
Yeah, and I apply it 2 times.
I apply it liberally.
Yeah, I apply it liberally all over my
pasty body.
Wrinkly, shrew-like little body.
Shrew-like?
You know, like a little hairless shrew.
Oh, God.
And I do it at least twice. In a round of golf, which is about, I don't know, 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I still managed to get burnt to
you
a
do.
Cinder.
You're like a beetroot right now.
It's ridiculous.
So you've been playing golf. What else? I hear you've been doing a bit of an interview on the radio this week.
I've been doing several interviews. Because,
oh, thank you.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's a new series of Cuss Free Country.
So really? Yeah. I hadn't noticed. I mean, you haven't been plastering it over social media or anything.
Do you remember that old show?
I do, actually. Yeah, vaguely.
Those were the good days.
Those were the good old days, weren't they? I went on what used to be The Right Stuff.
Jeremy Vine.
And it's now The Jeremy Vine Show this
Ooh,
week, yesterday.
See, who's showing off now?
Well, I just thought I would, you know, you've had a couple of interviews. Well, I've been on, a very famous telly show.
What was it like? What did they talk about? Brexit,
well,
by any
Brexit,
chance?
Brexit, yeah. So I didn't really say much. There was a super intelligent, eloquent, beautiful woman next to me,
Ooh.
Which is never good.
What was her name?
Nina. And she was so clever. Political commentator, she was amazing. And Carol Malone, who's like a Daily Express journalist,
Ooh.
Who was also super knowledgeable.
Your worst nightmare.
And me. No, I liked her very much, actually.
But that's the...
She was very nice.
Is that not the Brexiteer's very own paper? That's like their
Well, yeah, but look, the thing I don't like about Brexit is when we shout at each other and we get name call and everyone's mean to each other. Why?
Because we're all a bit fed up, I think.
I know, but it's not our... You know, we don't need to fight amongst each other, do we?
No.
But yeah, it was very nice. Met James Morrison. He's a nice little... Gave us a little song.
Give us a little... What's his famous one? How does it go?
You give me something. Now, we haven't got the money for that.
Sorry. So you've had a fun week as well.
So I've had a fun week,
yes.
And also... We're going to be joined by the Naked Professor,
yes.
The original Naked Professor.
Sadly for Sarah, he's not going to be in the studio. We'll be speaking to him on the phone. I don't think he's naked all the time.
I don't care. He's not naked all the time.
No. But, you know, you probably wish he was. He's quite
you
a specimen.
Do. You're the one that's been gawping over his pictures and talking about his neck.
Anyway, that's something to look forward to.
It's more your cup of tea, isn't it?
Well, you know, I've got neck envy. What can I say?
Anyway, you think he's taller than you, don't you?
I'm pretty certain he is, and we'll find out later.
Have you been thinking about your life hack? Because you did beat me last week.
I did.
You've upped your game a little bit. It's been... And I can see a notepad, which I've never seen before.
Things are getting serious in the life hack arena.
They really are. You're taking it seriously now.
I realised I wasn't taking it seriously enough.
I realised you weren't your horrendous life hack about, what was it?
Well, I just got complacent because I went 2-0 up, didn't I?
You got lazy.
And then suddenly, before you know it, you close your eyes, you know, and it's 4-2. You're 4-2 down.
Hair of the tortoise.
I've brought it back.
Go on.
I think I was a bit lucky last time to bring it back to 4-3.
Right.
But I mean business this week.
Go on.
You ready?
Yep.
Now, this subject, this topic is going to bore you senseless, to prepare you. Not that most of my life hacks don't do that anyway.
Not like the sun cream, sorry, didn't have the snoring. Go on.
You know I love sport.
Yes.
In general, every sport, golf, football, the horse racing, whatever it might be.
Yes.
And I love nothing more than going to a live sporting event. Okay.
Right.
And in fact, as you know, my other half plays hockey to a very high level, and I've recently got into going to watch her.
I didn't know that.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, she used to play for Scotland.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah.
That's a bit impressive.
She's very impressive. And she'll kill me for talking about her on the podcast again. But she is very good.
Hello, Dolly.
And so when I'm not filming, I often go along and watch her hockey club.
Right.
And it's brilliant. I really enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I used to play a bit of hockey at school. My school were very good at it. I wasn't too bad. But these guys, the girls are incredible, right?
Seriously. Okay.
And that got me thinking, because I spend quite a lot of money going to sporting events, whether it's the racing or going to watch my beloved Glasgow Rangers or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Golf even.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking about women's sport.
Right.
And the cost of going to see live sports events.
Yes.
And how if, let's say you were, a supporter of Arsenal Football Club.
Yes.
And you had been your entire life and you wanted your son to be a supporter as well.
Mm-hmm.
A season ticket to go and watch the Arsenal is nearly $2,000. Okay.
It's ridiculous.
To be a season ticket at the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, you can pay over $2,000. Right?
Is that so?
Whereas, if you wanted to go and watch Manchester City, which I think are arguably the best women's Premier League football side.
Right.
You won't pay much more than £50 for your season ticket. That's the whole season.
But that makes me upset at the same time.
Yes.
I mean, it's good, but it's also bad.
I know it does. But, you know, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong promoting women's sport here.
No, but it's all right. Don't get defensive. You'll be all right.
But if you want
good
value for money,
very.
And you want to take your son or your daughter or whoever, or just go along and enjoy some live sports of a really, really high quality and a high standard, don't bother going to watch the Arsenal because it's boring. The stadium was badly designed. Nobody sings any songs.
Do they not?
Oh, it's dreadful. I went to watch Rangers away at Arsenal in the pre-season tournament a few years ago. And it was embarrassing. The Rangers guys were singing for them.
Oh.
But anyway, that's a whole different argument. But don't waste $2,000 a year going to watch the Arsenal. Spend £50 and go and watch the Arsenal's ladies team.
I really like that. I really like that life hack. And I think it's quite a clever one. Was it your life hack or was it Dolly?
No, it was mine.
Was it really?
I came up with this one on my own.
I promise.
I absolutely promise.
A very good one, Kurt
because
Drummond.
Because I for once came up with it on my own,
yes.
I've got a few more figures for you, okay?
Oh,
here we go.
Oh,
you ready?
God, here we
go.
So
basically, just to give you some numbers, that average season ticket cost of £50, let's say, for a women's Premier League side, as opposed to $2,000 for a men's, that's a 40 times. So that's 40 times more expensive.
He's written times 40 on his notepad.
And the standard of football in the men's Premier League is not 40 times better than the women's Premier League.
Is it not?
They're amazing at football.
But hang on a minute. Why is life like this, Drummond? Why is life like this? I'm very upset.
It won't be if people like me, you know, and all our hundreds of thousands and millions of listeners all start going to watch them. That's why I'm doing this, right?
Right, that's it.
It's an absolute travesty.
It is a travesty,
my life hack,
actually.
And if this loses, I don't know what I'll do. I'll certainly cry a little bit. Is go and
watch. Don't use emotional manipulation, Drummond.
I'm not.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Say you'll cry if you lose. Don't do that.
Okay. It's cheating, isn't it?
It's cheating.
All right. My life hack this week, folks, is women's sport as a live spectacle.
I really, really like this life hack. Last week you were talking about feminism. I didn't believe you. This week you've redeemed yourself, Drummond. This is a very good life hack.
That was a compliment.
It was a compliment. Sure. I very much like it. I don't even like women's sports, and you've convinced me.
Really interesting interview was done this year. After Manchester City won the treble, okay, they won the FA Cup, the League Cup, and the Premier League in the UK. And Pep Guardiola, their coach, got interviewed after they'd won the final game of the season to win the league, to win that treble.
Yeah.
And the interviewer said to him, "How does it feel? Nobody, no club in football in Britain has ever won the domestic treble." And he said, "Yes, they have." And the interviewer was like, "I don't think they have." And he said, "Yes, they have. No men's club has ever won the
treble." Yeah, go on. What's his name?
It's not just me.
What's his name?
Pep Guardiola.
Pep. I love you, Pep. Should we get Pep on the show?
Yeah, we could try. Oh, we're struggling to get the other Keir Drummond on the show, let alone Pep
Guardiola. Have you even tweeted him? You haven't.
I have.
Do you swear?
No, I don't swear.
I don't know.
It's just kind of cringe, isn't it?
Why will you not tweet the other Keir Drummond? You promised me. You promised the listeners, and you're letting everyone down.
Because what if he's cooler than me?
Oh, come on. That's not hard, is it?
We'll be back after this break.
Hello. We're here to tell you about a brand new podcast called 17 Questions. We're asking celebrities, authors, YouTubers, and broadcasters 17 of the most random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. A brand new series full of the weird and wonderful. Find us on your selected podcast app.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us.
What a lovely advert that was.
Wasn't it? It was really beautiful. I hope you... But we don't know what it was yet.
No.
But hopefully we'll get to the point where we're bringing in cool items that people sponsor us to try as life hacks. I'm going to tell you about my life hack. You're going to hate this life hack.
Oh, no. It's not
because it's
sort of, you know...
It's hypnotherapy, man. I'm bringing in hypnotherapy, man.
Anything that starts with hip. I'm just not into it. Hippies.
Hipsters.
Hypnotherapy.
Hips don't lie.
Hip flasks. I like a hip flask.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Take that around the golf course with you.
Yeah, with my sunburn.
But listen, hypnotherapy. Now, I'm quite unusual because I've got this thing where I go into a very deep trance and it works first time.
Normally when she's meant to be presenting television shows.
Sarah.
Hello.
Honestly, this is amazing, right? I was so scared of flying back in the day. I couldn't get on a plane without really dosing myself up with Valium.
Yeah.
Right?
There are quite a few people like that. And it's not just planes for a lot of them. It's confined spaces or like trains or whatever.
Anything, claustrophobic.
Horrendous.
But no, I would literally... I remember my friends once arranging a... She's going to die party to take the mickey out of me because I was so convinced I was going to die. I was like, oh, I'm going to die and no one cares. And so we all went out and they all wrote me a letter because they thought I was so ridiculous. I was so convinced I was going to die. So when I was in Lebanon, I know this is bonkers. When I was in Lebanon, my dad was like, I can't have my daughter like this. There's something wrong with you. I got to find you a psychologist, whatever.
Right.
Anyway, he couldn't find a psychologist.
He didn't suggest a hypnotherapist.
No.
I know about your dad. I've never met him, sadly, but he's not the sort of guy.
Listen, he's very superstitious.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's very superstitious. But anyway, so he couldn't find a psychiatrist to come to the house because that's what happens in Beirut. You just sort of summon people to your house. It was 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. So we found this woman and she was a hypnotherapist. She'd studied NLP and she'd moved to Beirut in the 70s.
Wait a minute. What? She studied what?
NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right? Of course. Yeah.
So she came to the house and she took me into the room.
How old are you?
I'm in my 20s.
Oh.
I don't know how old I am. 20-something.
What are you wearing?
Stop it now.
Sorry, I was just doing... That's what people were screaming at their radio sets or whatever however they listen to this.
screaming at their radio sets.
Screaming at their laptops.
It's a podcast.
Screaming at the radio in the car. I don't know.
Don't have radio sets anymore, Drummond.
Do you wind it up?
No. Stop it. You're younger than me.
Yeah.
So anyway, so she comes in and then she's like, right, she does all this stuff. I go into this trance. Then... In your subconscious, there'll be a belief about something that's holding you back, right? So she'll get to that belief and then they'll change it. Bang! Changed. But I started laughing. She made me laugh at the point where I visualised going on the... This was a different technique. But the point I visualised being on the plane, she made me laugh. And I, you know how when I lose it and I start laughing.
Oh, don't. It's...
And that was it. I was cured.
Still have nightmares. Yeah.
I was cured.
So what, she just, so yeah, right. So she basically sort of belittled what you were fearing.
Yeah, she changed the emotion attached to the subconscious belief about flying. right?
Yeah, but that's not genius, is it? I mean,
but it bloody works. That's basically works.
Like my, you know, when I was young and saying, "Mum, I'm really worried about this." Oh, don't be so silly. It's that, isn't it?
Well,
it's
that like, doesn't work, does it?
You're not going to wet yourself again in public.
You know? It obviously doesn't work, does it?
Yeah.
So, we won't talk about that, will we?
So,
no, but it, no, come on, Drummond. So it's not like that.
So wait a minute.
So listen, the next day I got on a plane back to England. I laughed during turbulence, and from then on, I have never, ever been scared in a plane. When people get scared or there's turbulence, I actually laugh.
But you can't have been that scared if you were able to make yourself laugh.
Oh, my God. I hyperventilated on a plane to Saudi Arabia. I actually hyperventilated.
Yeah, but how do you then
And my
turn
brother
that
went
in...
up to my dad and he said, "I think Sarah's dying."
How do you turn that fear into laughter then? That's...
Well, that's the magic. And, it's not your cup of tea, is it?
It's not, but here we are again. I've come up with something that I think is really clever and worthwhile, and then you've just... promising to cure our listeners' fears.
But I think that's good.
Yeah, no, I know it is. That's what I'm saying.
But would you have a go?
I'm like, don't pay 50 quid to go and watch the Arsenal. Play whatever, 20 quid to go and watch Manchester City Ladies. You're like, scared of getting on a train? Don't worry about it.
You can get so... No, but I have to say... I am unusual in that I have one session and it works. Most people need 5 or 6 sessions or stuff like that and for it to work. But okay. Would you go? Would you have a go? You wouldn't, would
no,
you?
No, probably not.
God.
You know me. I'm competitive. If you said you wouldn't go, I'd probably go.
What would you?
But I wouldn't go of my own accord.
Would you not?
No.
It's a good job that we've got the next guest on.
It is.
Actually.
Yes.
Because maybe he'll be able to convince you to do stuff like this.
Why? Because he's bigger than me. He is. He definitely is.
How tall is he?
I don't know. We'll find out. He's pretty
tall. Can we get him on the phone? I want to know exactly how tall he is because you're a giraffe.
No, yeah. Well, if I'm a giraffe, he's a dinosaur. He's enormous, isn't he? He's like T-Rex.
Is it because he's got a muscular neck?
He's got... God, wait till you see his neck. Yeah. So we'll be back in a minute with our guest. He's quite something.
He really is. So I'm very excited about our guest.
Mm.
You've probably seen him, read about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mr. Ben Bidwell, the Naked Professor, Drummond.
I know.
Ben, welcome to Life Hackers.
Thank you very much.
Ben, I need to ask you how tall you are. The very first question.
I'm 6'6".
There you go, Drummond.
Quite tall. See?
He's taller than you.
I told you, he's not just taller, he's bigger as well.
You?
Yeah.
Drummond was admiring your neck.
Well, Sarah's got...
Oh,
she's,
really?
She's don't get too excited. I was just... It's a very impressive neck, Ben. But I was just...
My
just,
neck.
Just to prepare...
Don't you?
Do you not?
No.
We think it's a lovely neck.
I think it's very long.
So is mine, mate. My other half calls me Noodle Neck, which is
noodle
at least
neck.
Yours has got some substance to it. Mine, you could break my neck with a flick.
Okay. Well, I've got to be honest. I've got to be, that is exactly how mine used to be, and I had to really train.
Oh, tell me about
my drivers.
Oh,
yeah.
What? So there's a life hack in that. Tell us. How do I get a nice thick neck like yours, Ben?
Oh God, too much time in the gym, probably. I'm afraid.
But Yeah,
shrugs.
So big heavy weights down by your hips and then shrug up and down.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, I've started doing that. Let's see.
He's doing it now. He's shrugging as we speak.
You were noodle neck. I think I was pencil neck. And I think I've got slightly less of a pencil neck. But still,
it could be worse. It could be pencil something else, couldn't it?
Let's not go into that.
Yeah.
No. This is a family show, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd
struggle to shrug with that, I think, in the gym, wouldn't you?
that could be a life hack as well.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Ben. We're really spoiled on this show. We have some amazing guests.
Yes.
And you're definitely not letting the side down, because if there was ever somebody that could help us out with some decent life hacks, it's you. I'm sure, because you're a life coach essentially, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, and I put myself under a smaller bracket than that, because life coach is very varied, but I call myself a mindset and purpose, because that's really my focus, getting people in the right mindset and helping them to have a purpose in life, because
I
think purpose is so important and it's missing for so many, and I think it's a really important part to having a healthy mind.
Yes.
So this is interesting. So purpose. By purpose, do you mean a purpose in terms of a long-term goal or purpose for living? I mean, what do you mean by purpose?
Yeah, I'd say it's beyond a goal, really. It's your purpose for existence. It's why are you here? What are you trying to create? Well, who are you trying to be? Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of your existence?
Mm. It's
a big question, and it's one I think that really determines our life. But I think a lot of people don't necessarily know the answer.
Yeah.
Do you know? I watched Oprah talking about that purpose stuff.
Ah, did you? Well, never mind Oprah. We've got Ben.
Exactly.
Yeah. Me over Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what would your advice be to somebody who struggles with that a little bit and gets down about it as a result?
Well, I don't think that the answer is to get down about it. I think we'll look for a solution rather than kind of burying ourselves about it, because I think it's common, and in this day and age, we're all running around like mad and crazy and doing everything and always being busy, and it's kind of all great. Yeah. We're not really spending much time on going inward and actually sort of listening to what we're about. We're very keen to impress everyone else and impress society and do what society says is brilliant. But we've all got a unique, authentic energy inside of us, and we need to spend time connecting with that. So for me, meditation was a big part. Yeah, you stop with meditation, very simply. You stop listening to everyone else's opinions and judgments, and you go inside to yourself, and you start to feel rather than think. And then with the feelings comes your purpose, really. It's changing, I think, a little bit.
There is a shift, isn't there? And especially in terms of men and men's mental health as well. I mean, talk to us a bit about that.
Well, yeah, I think men, probably more than women, actually get caught up more in this, living this life to impress everyone else, to impress society. And we're a bit more out of touch with our feelings. And if I go back to what I said before, it's our feelings that really matter. That's where your purpose lives, who you really are. Instead, men, I think, tend to bury that stuff and just go with what I call sort of ticking boxes. What does society think a man should be? And that tends to be kind of big and strong and brave and tough and unemotional and all that kind of stuff. And, men, women, we're all human beings and we all have emotions, and those emotions are important. And if we bury them and we're not in touch with them, then we're really limiting our capacity to feel alive.
Yeah.
But you're very interesting, Ben. I could talk about all this stuff for ages. But what is your number one life hack?
Well, how do I phrase this? I think the number one life hack is an experience that I went through. And I guess the best way to condense it is how to find the freedom to really be yourself.
Yeah.
Because I think for the first 30 years, I never found the freedom to be myself. I was always trying to impress everyone else.
Gosh.
And it's a bit, I think it's a huge thing that many of us struggle with.
So what is it that you did that changed that?
Well, a number of things, but I think that the biggest thing that I'd want to really share that isn't really often spoken about is really letting go of judgment. And there's a bit of depth to this, because what I mean, I'll explain it, is that I used to be very, very judgmental. So I used to walk around judging everyone else and looking at him. Why is he wearing that? What's he doing? He doesn't look like my cup of tea. Why is she like this? And what's she doing like that? And all of it weird. They don't particularly like these people. They're all very strange. And, really judged everyone before I knew anything about them. That was just my perception of them. And the way our brain works is that if we behave like that, then we expect it back to ourselves. Mm. And we expect other people to behave in the same way. So the result is that we walk into a room, if we're judging everyone else, expecting ourselves to be judged.
Yeah.
And as a result, we lose ourselves. We become very self-conscious and we try and perform to get everyone else's validation.
That's
rather than authentically be ourselves and not worry about what everyone else is thinking of ourselves.
That's a great
That's
life
That's a lovely
hack.
Life hack. But can I ask, Ben, how long did it take you then to sort of shed this mask?
It's an ongoing process. It's been 7 years so far, and I have a lot more freedom. There's still times when I'll fall into the trap and I'll lose myself a little bit. But, I'm markedly better and a very different person. And I wouldn't have been able to communicate with you like I do now, 7 years ago, that's for sure. But it's just been a gradual process.
You could come on every week.
Yeah.
Good. I love the life hack. Maybe we'll get you on again sometime.
She's creeping on to you, Ben, because it's nearly the time when we ask you to judge our life hacks.
Oh, no, okay. That wasn't
I can't say I'm not
Ben.
A little
now
bit...
Now I understand all the nice words.
Yeah, you see?
It's
right.
Not true.
Okay.
Look, he's done
I'm
double
on
psychology
guys.
On you. He's double bluffed.
Well, it's going to be really interesting, I think, to hear what you choose, because they're very different life hacks from me and Sarah.
Okay.
For a change, they're always very
they're
different.
They're always very different.
So you've got my life hack, which is just to remind you, I'm a real advocate for women's sport these days, and I think you could save yourself an absolute fortune if you were to just go and watch more live women's sport events instead of men's.
And I have to say, I do quite like that one.
And the quality of sport is second to none.
Yeah,
so that's my life hack.
It is a good life hack. Women's sports do need more support, and I don't even like sport, to be honest, but
absolutely.
I do like it. And mine is hypnotherapy, because I was so scared of flying that I used to take a lot of Valium, to be honest, Ben.
Okay.
Not recreationally, only on planes. And also I got cured of a fear of public speaking, both in one session. So they find your subconscious belief, your fear, and they change it. And so you no longer have that belief anymore, and you can overcome your fears.
Wow.
So very different life hacks.
Two very different.
Which is it going to be?
Well, there's a subplot to this, because I've actually tried hypnotherapy and I'm sorry to say,
it didn't work.
I'm a big believer in it. It didn't work for me. But
yes.
I was closed-minded. I'm a big advocate for it. It makes entire sense to me. But in this instance, having tried that one, it didn't work personally. And this is a personal choice. I've seen a few women's games of rugby.
Yep.
And I've really enjoyed it. Rugby is my favourite sport. Mm. And I've really enjoyed that. And I think it's really topical. And it's really important if we can get behind and all embrace all facets of different sports, women, men. And you're totally right. It's a wonderful experience. And I think part of going to sport is the occasion and the atmosphere.
Exactly.
And so, celebrating it anyway, man or women. So, Drummond, we may have our differences. I'm with you all the way.
Good man. Thank you very much. That makes it 4-4 for the series.
It does. We're neck and neck now.
We're neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
It finishes as it started.
On the neck
chat.
Can I ask you, Ben, though, just before you go, how many sessions of hypnotherapy did you have?
Well, I reckon I probably had, I really can't remember, it was 7 years ago. Absolutely where I started. I reckon I probably did 3 or 4, and it sort of that started merging into coaching rather than hypnotherapy. And I found the coaching worked better for me than hypnotherapy. So I chose that ahead of the hypnotherapy.
Okay.
So if I did it again now, which I might do at some point, I think it may have a different effect.
Mm. Yeah.
And then maybe we'll have to redo this.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
It's been a pleasure. Come on again.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
That wasn't he lovely?
I really liked him.
Yeah, what a guy.
He's got his own podcast as well.
Very, very intelligent. He has, yes.
The Naked Professor. So have
and
a listen to that.
If you want to hear more from Ben, yeah, look him up, listen to his podcast, or you can find him on Instagram.
Look at his neck.
Yeah. I think he's at The Naked Professor Instagram. So.
Him and Matt Johnson are The Naked Professors now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How cynical I am about all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and how do you feel now?
And I feel like I've just learnt a lesson because, normally, I'm not going to lie, I would look at somebody like Ben's Instagram feed and I'd be like, oh, come on.
No, come on, be honest.
I bet he never gets to the pub. He must be an idiot. But
be honest, when you heard he was coming on, you thought it wasn't going to be your cup of tea at all.
I did.
And I saw you warming to him.
Yeah, I did. I really warmed to him quite quickly. I thought he was good.
He's very good, isn't he?
Yeah, very good indeed.
Well done, Ben. You've won over Kerr Drummond.
You have. And you chose my life hack.
God.
So I thought you were a legend, and now you're an even bigger legend. And that makes it 4-4.
It does. We're neck and neck. Oh.
The big man's back.
You are.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't expecting that.
So see, all that effort works, doesn't it? Writing it down in a notepad.
There's a life hack. There we go. Write things down. Prepare. Yeah. How'd you feel?
What about?
About your shocking run of results. That's 2 losses on the bounce.
Well, look, we're still even Stevens. Don't get too cocky.
Good. Stay positive.
Yeah.
That's what Ben would say.
Exactly. I'm letting go of all judgment.
Yeah. Good.
Just being my authentic self. All right.
Well, life hackers, I hope you've enjoyed it this week.
Thank you for joining us. Will you rate us 5 stars? Because Ben was bloody brilliant.
He
if
was.
Not for us, just for Ben.
Just for Ben, exactly.
Yep.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Well, they probably already are.
Yeah.
Are you?
You better be. Otherwise, we'll send Ben to sort you out. 6'6", massive neck.
Watch out.
Yeah.
The Naked Professor's about. What?
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.